Williams sets. Here's the pitch. Swing and a fly ball to right field. Pretty well hit. Frelick back at the wall. He jumps. It's gone. He did it. He did it. Pete Alonso with the most memorable home run of his career. Pumps his fist as he rounds second. It's a three-run homer. He's given the Mets a 3-2 lead. They all pour out of the dugout. Alonso on his way to home plate. They're waiting for him. He hits the plate. He is first congratulated by Nimmo. Hugged by Lindor. There are a dozen Mets waiting for him outside the dugout. Pete Alonso keeps this fairy tale season going with the fairy tale swing of his career. 3-2 New York.
That's pretty good.
That's right. I'm a baseball expert, and if you have any questions about the game, I'll be ready to answer them. That's what I do.
Good for you, Al.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Well, they did. They ruined it because Winker got hit, and then Marte drove him in, so they tacked on a run to make it 4-2, not 3-2, with the Mets do win as David Peterson closed it out. Big double play with the assist of Francisco Lindor, and the Mets take the series in three. Here was Alonso on ESPN, so what's going through your mind in that ninth inning at bat?
No, I was just looking out over the middle of the plate, just looking to hit something hard forward. I mean, man, this is something that you practice in the backyard as a kid. I'm just happy to come through for the boys. I mean,
he did come through for the boys in a big, big way. And if not for Lindor, by the way, maybe it wouldn't have happened. He started with the walk to kick off the inning, and that was at a time where the Mets still only had two hits as a team, both by him. So he gets on base. So what were you thinking when you went to the plate?
Don't try to do much. Get a good pitch and hit it. And if I don't get a good pitch, take my walk and let Vientos, Nemo, Pete, Iglesias do what they do best.
And that was get the home run. Now, Vientos struck out, looked like he was overmatched, but then Nemo gets the base hit. And then Alonso, the home run. Nimmo was asked, have you kind of realized what this week has been like for you guys?
No, I don't think so. I think it'll take time to wrap that around, and we're not going to get that. But I just, with what's transpired this season, it seems only fitting.
Only fitting.
You know, it's kind of amazing. Like 2015, Daniel Murphy had his moments.
Oh, yeah.
They were huge.
The guy was unconscious.
Right.
Every time he went up there, he hit a home run.
In Chicago was ridiculous.
They swept him away like they squashed him like a lantern fly.
Yes. But I'm just like, so now you have Lindor, who's been amazing, right? And on top of that, Pete Alonso does something that's never been done before.
Pretty good.
That was better than pretty good, Jerry.
It's pretty good.
He said it's better than pretty good, Jerry.
I mean, they won a wild card series.
Yes.
Oh, now we're downplaying it?
Well, they didn't win the World Series. I think it was amazing what they did.
Okay. I just want to make sure you're on the same page as everybody else.
I mean, this doesn't, go beyond what the 69 Mets and the 86 Mets did. Not yet.
You can't do that until you do what they did last night.
Well, and that was very cool. That you, as the great Boomer Esiason said about 13 minutes ago, the Phillies are pretty good too, and so are the Dodgers.
They are,
and so
they are
the Padres. So
yeah,
let's
all four teams left are all really good teams, and it's not easy. It's it's not going to be like a cakewalk like the Yankees have. could they just mail this whole thing in or what? This is why I knew the Yankees were going to the World Series.
Yep,
I'm not a Yankee fan, so I'm not touching the money. So don't worry about it.
Right, I understand.
Flowers again. Thank you.
I appreciate that.
In the World Series, yeah.
Here was Devin Williams. He's the pitcher that gave up the home run to Alonso. His thoughts?
I mean, it could have been better, but it wasn't the worst pitch I've ever thrown. You know? I wanted to go away with it. I got it there. Good piece of hitting.
Phil Maton.
Yes, very much so. And then here was their manager, Pat Murphy, while New York celebrates. This is just brutal for us.
It felt like a tragedy. And, I feel sad for our guys because they competed like they did. And it was, but it's baseball. When you're facing a team with those type of guys, that's what they're capable of.
And
I know we don't care around here, and trust me, I'm over it already, but what a brutal loss for the Brewers. Yeah. I mean, especially with their history of not winning playoff series, that's as bad as it gets. And I don't know if you heard the Bob Uecker call, but
next hour.
My God.
I got it.
I mean, I felt for him.
Yeah.
But, hey, listen, your pain is our gain. Tough. We've been on the other end of that many times, but that's as bad as it gets in sports.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.